So when I came to the village, there was no facility for fitness training or anything like that. And I've been working in the industry. And I wanted to carry on doing Keep Fit. So I just set up a small group and people could bring the children, because a lot of our children were at nursery then. So if they got the children with them, they were welcome. And it just got bigger and bigger. And this group that remained firm friends from 30 odd years ago, we've stayed together. And then, you know, then we had a bit of funding for equipment and stuff over the years. And it just carried on from there. We've supported loads of charities over the years as a group. We do a big dance in the village. We provide all the food. This is just the same core of people. And we donate to a hospital. And we were the largest grossing group for Macmillan in the area for many years. What it did, it created a social mushroom, really, because we go on trips every year. We've been to health clubs. We've been everywhere. We do a yearly trip, a big group of us. Apart from, I mean, we don't much Keep Fit now because we're getting older, but that's why I've got fatter. But the thing is that nobody's ever lost weight in 35 years. That's the only problem. Yes, it was, because I only threw a load of the files away. I used to weigh and measure everybody, but they avoid it now like the plague. I mean, I was really fit then. I used to punish them, actually. They really did used to have to work hard. We used to run down to the Abbey. We used to do things we've done for fitness, but as I say, it's a long time ago. But it's got less and less, and I've got less and less, and we've stayed together from that point on. And so now this nice reserve walking suits us better, really. I think, you know, it's what, why kill yourself? Some moved away. Linda went to work. Her children grew up, and then as soon as she'd finished work, but she still used to, if we had, because my house, everyone used to come around for parties, didn't they? But as soon as she finished work, she started back. So you've got all these different stages that people, or they might go and work part-time, and they do a bit of part-time and then come back, but still come back to the group. So where we are now, we've all retired, so we're back as a group again, a full group. But you see, sometimes people come down where it's grandchildren are coming down that probably want a creche, but we don't run a creche anymore, obviously. But we provided loads of facilities for everybody. It was well run. It was all voluntary as well, so yeah. But I enjoyed every minute of it, and we still have a good time together, so we must be doing something right. Throughout all this, been loads of family weddings, and we would all help for any wedding, or, you know, go and get the rooms set up. And even for Linda, it was the event of the year that we were collecting things for months and months. And we even went to get a mother-of-the-bride dress with her. And she got to get into this dress and stay slim for it, didn't you? And I mean that the whole lot of us would turn out, and it was a village wedding. You know, you knew that this core of us would be there. Yeah, but the weddings we did, it was nobody's business, was it? Yeah. Such happy days, weren't they? It makes you, now you're thinking about it, it's upsetting in a way. You know, the more we talk to each other about it, but it's quite nice because the good memories, aren't they? You know, you can feel sad that we've lost loads of people, but it's a nice feeling as well as a sad feeling, isn't it?
I thought it was worth hearing how important this sense of community has been to Sharon and Margaret and Linda. And when we're all sat here looking out at this view that you're looking at now, I asked them for some advice on life and what they might tell their younger selves.
Take more interest in your surroundings. You don't when you're younger. You've always got something to do, but you should stop, look and listen. This is not a trial run. You know, this is the real thing. Take in everything you can. Don't bother what anybody else has got. Just have what you can have, what you can afford. Let everybody live the life, you live yours.
Oh dear, I don't know. Because I had a good life, I will say that. I've got fantastic parents. I went to work and the jobs I had, I really enjoyed. I thoroughly enjoyed. I haven't got any regrets on them. I love to travel. I did a lot of travelling when I was younger. But I don't know what to tell my younger self now. I think maybe just to enjoy. I think really I would have been better if I'd have got more involved with the village when I was younger, but I didn't. I was always off out of the village. My friends lived out the village, and I used to go down Nottingham and up north drinking. And I don't think there's much more I could tell my younger self, really. Just enjoy yourself. As long as you've got good health, try and keep and have good health. Don't worry about what other people have got. Just live to your own means and enjoy it. Yeah.
My dad always used to say to me, I used to go walk with him every day of my life, and he'd stand outside and he'd say, what a grand, beautiful day. Look at it every day. And I still do it to say it to my son, and bored him rigid with it for years. And I think if you live your life to be honest and true and value your friends, and if you live in somewhere where you've got good friends, you'd never want to lose them. And that's what we've always done up here. We've all stayed together and had good friendships, and it's lasted 35 years, and we know that we could rely on each other for anything. And that's nice that you could be part of that person as well, that if anybody needs anything, you can try and help them. Carpe diem, seize the day.
So, not far from here, there's another viewing station. A big one that's much easier to spot and definitely worth having a look through. Come on, it's next to the information board that's also worth investigating, listing all the wildlife that's been spotted here this month. How many plovers, woodlarks and egrets? How many gannets and snipes and warblers? I've asked Adam, the sound engineer for this project, to put together something for you to listen to as you look through the structure, although you may just want to listen to the sounds that are surrounding you at this moment. Once you've done that, cross to the other side of the path, sit on the bench that faces the bird feeders and the wind turbine, and go to the next track. It's a good place to be reminded of the connection here between energy, work, and everyday life.